Well, to Illinois now, which may have to give up millions of dollars intended for new charter schools. 2 years ago, the state won a $42 million federal grant to open dozens of the schools. The schools haven't materialized, and now Illinois is cutting in half the number of charters it believes will open in the next several years. Linda Lutton from member station WBEZ in Chicago looks at what's behind the delays.
You would think that Claudia Quesada of the Illinois State Board of Education has one of the easiest jobs in the world. She's got a $42 million pot of money to give away to brand new charter schools. But that has been shockingly hard.
I've had over 100 meetings in a year to talk about the grant.
She's got one sales pitch she gives to charter schools.
Let's replicate you. You're doing a fabulous job.
And she's got a different message for school districts.
This is another idea. Let's be open to it.
She wants them to welcome charters, a tougher sell. Illinois imagined 48 charter schools opening up in 5 years, half in Chicago and half outside the city, where advocates have been trying unsuccessfully for years to spur more charter school growth. But so far, Quesada says, when it comes to funding brand new charters with this grant...
One
school, a math and science academy in suburban Chicago, was just awarded nearly $1 million to help it design curriculum and get ready to open. But with so few charters going after the startup money, the state has officially asked the federal government to revise the terms of its grant.
So that 48 will now come down to about 23 schools.
Illinois' experience may be a cautionary tale. It shows that even when startup money is there for the taking, there are other hurdles that are keeping charters from opening. Charters have to seek permission from local school boards to operate. And Paul Swanstrom, who used to head a high school district in the state, says unfortunately, charter schools just feel like natural adversaries to districts.
Somebody comes in from the outside and says, you're not doing a good job with these kids. We can do a better job. Here's what we intend to do. And by the way, you're going to need to give us 90 to 110% per capita for each of these kids to attend our school.
Charters rejected by local school districts can appeal to Illinois State Charter School Commission, but that body has only approved 3 brand new charter schools in 4 years, only one of them outside Chicago. Even within the city, where charters have flourished, growth is stalling. Andrew Broy, director at the Illinois Network of Charter Schools, blames politics.
Tell me what's gone right for charter policy in this state the past 2 years. We've got a moratorium bill in Springfield. We've got a prohibition on charters buying vacant buildings in Chicago. We've got funding challenges like any other public school has.
To help avoid a teacher strike last fall, Chicago agreed to limit charter schools. Add to that declining enrollment in many districts, which makes it hard to argue any new school is needed. The idea behind the federal grant was to get successful charters to open more schools and move to different areas of the state. But not all charters are looking to expand, says Elizabeth Shaw. She's the CEO of Chicago International Charter Schools, which was once the largest charter network in the state, running 16 campuses. There's a lot to operating a school that has nothing to do with teaching or learning, Shaw says.
Things like funding and district relations and navigating the variety of operational and compliance requirements that it takes to run schools. And so when you think about going to a new geography, you are introducing a whole different set of players and a whole different set of challenges.
And that can distract from your main mission, she says, creating strong schools. Her charter network has actually been contracting, not growing. It closed 2 schools within the past 2 years, one in Chicago, another 90 minutes away. Illinois is waiting to hear from Washington whether it will lose as much as half of its $42 million grant. And it says it may need extra time to open the 23 new charter schools it's still counting on. For Here and Now, I'm Linda Lutton.